Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love Him. I love the Lord our God and King. And I love the fact that the Holy Spirit will guide us in the all truth. All truth. No matter how far-fetched it is to us, He will show you the truth. He will not show you a lie. He loves us. And the reason I say that is because when the Lord can say some things and it's far beyond what you're used to, but that don't mean it's wrong. And when that happens for you, that means that you're ready to begin to make change. And what you have to do when revelation comes to you that way. Sometimes things are not as they appear, and you have to get used to it. In the beginning of my ministry, the Lord showed me that trust would be a very important part. I wouldn't be able to do what I do unless I come to a point that I trust Him and obey everything He say, everything that He say. So, because He showed me things that were necessary. And it was far beyond what people expect. I didn't see anything wrong when I started. But the Lord showed me things that were divisive. And it was crippling His people, taking them out of His will. And the only way to do this is in Him. The only way to conquer the enemy continually. You can win against the enemy on a level that you used to, but for darkness that you don't see, you got to trust God and let Him train you. And then you'll conquer. You already have authority. That doesn't take away from the fact you have authority. But you have to be prepared in your will, in your heart, and also, lastly, the mind. Or you won't fight like you should. Now, we'll get into that later. But as we follow God, He'll prepare us to know things that others may not know. And when the Lord do it, you won't get in pride about it. You'll stay humble and you'll be like a warrior. You'll be on a mission to do the right thing and get the right thing done. See, the Lord has to hide things from us sometimes because if we get in pride, we become an opponent against Him. Now, you know, you may start off good. A lot of people start off good, but they end up in gross darkness because they detoured and got in pride. When you get in pride, you can't learn from God. People that get in pride, pride is enmity against God, and you can't learn from Him. You know, if you're just like the parables, if God starts talking to you in parables, you need to get saved. If He start talking to you in parables, you need to go back to the prayer room and get the relationship like it's supposed to be. Because God talked to His people plainly. But He talked to people in parables when they've detoured. He's trying to get them back on track. He's hoping that He'll spark some love in their heart and they'll come back to Him and yield to Him. So, when the Lord speaks to you things, He takes me at my pace. He say things that alert me. And when He speaks in repetition, it's so that I can get an agreement, so that the word will get in my heart, so I can have faith for what He's saying. Now, these are things that happen in the prayer room. And now, my prayer room is not just one location. It's wherever I'm at. I pray all the time. And I know that sounds like, well, you don't take time to pray. I pray in the living room. I pray when I'm in the bed. Every night before I go to sleep, I'm talking to the Lord, asking questions. I wake up doing that. When I work on cars, my ministry is set up the way I work. I work to support it. And my family, I still have to work. So I'm retired from one job, but I still work. I still have to. And I don't mind. I love it. But the Lord is with me wherever I'm at. In the swimming pool, I pray. That's my prayer room too. And I was praying and praying, communing with the Lord, mostly communing, and worshiping Him. And I smelled the sweetest fragrance the other last week. And I smelled it continually. It wasn't like man's cologne. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. It was more natural fragrance. It was sweet. So the prayer room is where you are. And since I pray all the time, I don't, you know, just stop and do one thing. Just pray all day. I have to do activities as well. Nevertheless, it's not about me. It's about Him. When you pray, the Lord, He'll prepare you to solve a problem. And He'll train you for it. You have to receive it. Now, you have to do it with revelation. You can't just let it take it lightly. You have to take it in. It has to become a part of you. And every revelation is important. You have to receive it to the point that you operate in it by faith. If you receive it and don't use it, it won't do you no good. And you can't do God no good in that area. But you have to receive it. You have to let it be part of you. You just like the Word of God, just like we believe God for salvation. We receive the Word on salvation, and we believe it, and our faith is on in that area. We're skilled in that area. Just like people who get healed and maintain their healing. They receive the Word on healing, and they believe it, and they become relentless, so they keep their healing. Some people get healed, they receive healing, they get healed, then they get talked out of it. Why? Because of the world around them. Nobody's going the same way. If you go back to the same old things, the same routine, without prayer and without, a destructive lifestyle, you're going to get sick again. Sometimes when you get healed, you have to believe that you're healed and maintain that faith. And sometimes you have to make lifestyle changes so you won't make the same mistake if it's physical. Nevertheless, we have to receive what God is saying to the point that we act on it as a way of life, not just to get out, get a problem solved and forget about it. Now that I said that, I want to go on to something much greater that the Lord alerted me to. This month, it's still at the end of July now, but earlier this month, the Lord had me doing a series about the newfangled gospel on the radio. And I did my radio broadcast all the way deep into August, and I was blessed to do a broadcast with my pastor, Pastor Jim McCann III. Actually, Jim McCann IV is the pastor of the church now, but both of them are wonderful men of God, and they're both wonderful pastors, and I thank God for them. I'm glad they're in my life. I'm glad I'm in their life. I'm glad that we you know, in the ministry, I always wanted to work with people that were serious about the love of God. And God will give you the desires of your heart. And I thank God for that. But the newfangled gospel is, the newfangled gospel is everything that was taught after Jesus Christ and the apostles that obeyed Him. See, when the apostles died out, then people start twisting the word. Now, we covered that in other broadcasts. And the Lord, I want to share with how things went sideways. A lot of things that people believe is truth, it's newfangled. It's not what God originated. So to do this, let's look at Galatians 3 first. Now, Apostle Paul was kind of surprised at the Galatians for what was going on. Here they are, Christians. They were thriving. And then here come people trying to impose the law. And it starts this way. Verse 1. O foolish Galatians. Galatians 3. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the spirit of the by the works of the law, or by hearing of faith? He asked this question. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Now, everybody that received the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, we receive the Spirit by faith in Jesus Christ, not the works of the law. He said, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? What he's saying is, do you mean to tell me that you were made perfect by the Spirit, and you began, you were doing well, and then now you're saying that you're made perfect by the works of the flesh, by obeying the law? See, the works of the flesh, the law was designed to show sinful men that they needed a Savior. When you asked Jesus to save you, the law did its job. We all broke it. We all judged by it. But when you believe on Jesus Christ, now you come to life, and you don't want to do the evil things anymore. You turn your back on that, and you love God. So he continuing. Now he's dealing with the problem. This is what was going on, and this is the problem with the doctrine of sanctification. The way the people did it, they did no different than what the Jews were doing to the church in the first place. And I'm going to show you this. And I'm going to show you how divisive it is in this broadcast and however many God give me on this subject. He said, have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain. Let me read that again. Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And you know it takes faith. The law doesn't produce anything. It exposes the fact that you're a sinner needing a Savior. Now you've gotten saved. Now you continue the process of faith. We grow from faith to faith. The law did its job. You don't have to go back and make yourself righteous by the law. That's what they were trying to get the Christian people to do. He said, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. When he believed God, his faith, believing God is faith, when you act on it, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. It was always by faith. Salvation by faith was always the case from the time that God promised Adam that the seed of woman will crush the serpent's head. Verse 9. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. People that believe God and take him at his word. People that believe God and take him at his word. I'm going to say that again. People that believe God and take God at his word, they are blessed. They which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. And that's the point. Now watch this. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Anybody that's trying to salvation by works is a death. That's the death of you. If you think that the works of the law make you righteous, you need to get saved. That's how evil this is. Saying, looking at the law. The law is good for what it is. The law is to the lawless. Now, in Romans, it points that out. You don't have to tell a friend of yours, a dear friend. They've earned your trust. They've helped you when you were down. They've given you money when you needed it. They prayed for you. And you bless them, and they bless you, and your friends. Then, and they come over to the house one day, and then you sit them down and say, well, look, these are my laws. Don't steal from me. Don't covet my wife. Don't covet my car. Don't steal my silverware. And if you see any money on the floor, don't slip it in your pocket. You know, you don't do a real friend like that, person that loves you. Because when people love you, they're not going to do those things. So if your friend come over and say, I'm a friend to you because I don't steal, I don't do this, you're like, what's wrong with him? Living by the love of God comes from the heart. Sincere love, there's no poverty in love. And what I mean by poverty, I'm not talking about possessions. I'm talking about there's no spiritual death in the love of God. If you believed on Jesus Christ, that he saved you, that his blood washed away your sins, and you love him, and you turn your back on the world, your focus is not on doing wrong. Your focus is on preaching the word, being a blessing to others. But if you focus on the works of the law instead of the blood of Jesus, now you're right back in the mess again, just like they were. Verse 10, I'm going to read it again. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. The doctrine of sanctification in the holiness church, it meant well. And actually in any church, wherever they practiced it, they didn't mean any harm, but they did a lot of damage. Because any time, whether you're a Jew trying to impose the law on Christians, or Christians trying to impose the law on Christians and also on sinners who can't keep the law in the first place. Jesus is our only hope. The law proves it. The law is the strength of our sin. It proves it. The law, we can't keep. It's a mountain set high before us that we can't climb. But when people are introduced to the love of God, if that's your focus, if that was always the focus of the church, let's say since the 1900s, this country would be so strong because they would not have scattered so many millions of people from the church. A lot of people they won't set foot in the church, not because they don't love God per se, but because when you try to impose the law on people, it's a death that you can feel. And it takes all the life out of the word. And it turns the gospel into a newfangled gospel that has no knowledge of God. When you're trying to keep a law that you can't keep in the first place, and God has liberated you from it, you don't even want to do it, but you keep bringing up, well, I don't do this. I don't play sports. I don't drink coffee. There's nothing wrong with drinking coffee. But see, the legalistic things that they were doing to be righteous, it made them look ugly in life. It was a blight on the church. God's doing miracles by the Holy Spirit, but this dead doctrine of sanctification that was wrongly introduced, It scattered the people away from the mighty move of God. People came because they wanted hope. They already made a judgment. They judged themselves. They wanted to do what's right. They wanted to leave the darkness alone and do what was right and live a new life. And some people were wise, and they did it in spite of the fact that their dead doctrine of sanctification was there. Some people saw through that dead doctrine of sanctification, and they stuck with the love of God, and they lived a And since when people became so obnoxious because of the doctrine of sanctification, they either overlooked it or they kept their relationship with God alive. Some people were distracted by it. See, Jesus said, if you don't be with me, you scatter. Satan is subtle. But see, now people are seeing through this. And you cannot be righteous by the law. You're only righteous by the blood of Jesus. We're made righteous. It was a grace to us. We can't earn it. If you could be righteous by doing good works, then you can earn salvation. We all know scripturally that's impossible to earn salvation. We were made righteous. But when you fill your heart with God's word and you fill your heart with God's love, you become willing and obedient. The reason you'll eat the good of the land is because you're continually sowing to life. Don't think about money right now. I'm talking about life. You're doing the right thing because it's the right thing. You're living a life of integrity because you love your brother and sister in Christ. And you love the world, you love the people of the world enough to lay your life down and not retaliate every time some little thing happens. Your focus is on ministering the love of God to them and living according to the wisdom of God. You live a pure life before people. See, that's life in the spirit. When they do wrong, you don't have to tell them they did wrong. They already know they did. And we warn people what sin would do without. But see, if you tell people not to sin, you can warn them that it's going to kill them. And you can show them best you can how it's going to work disaster in their life. I do that all the time. But never let them believe for a moment that if they stop doing all that, then God will save them. God's going to save them now through Jesus Christ. That's the only reason that they got to understand. It's the blood of Jesus. You believing on Jesus, that's going to destroy the power of sin over your life. And then you'll be enabled to live according to the love of God. Now that's the gospel. That's how it's supposed to be. And then that's the only way you will fulfill the law. Since we're so interested in fulfilling the law. John wrote this. Peter wrote this. If you can't love your brother and steal from him. You can't love a woman the way Jesus loved you and lust after her. I learned that. Everything is in love. That's where your power is. Love, the love of God is your power source. You live from the spirit. And the works of the flesh, you'll see it as a dead thing, which it really is. You don't have to. See, sometimes people preach the doctrine of sanctification because they fear that people are going to choose the world. That's their fear. If a person bothered to come to church and learn of God, they're motivated. Fill them with the word of God and show them how it works. You don't have, you know, I went to church. I suffered under the doctrine of sanctification for years. And it never sat well. It's not something that the Holy Spirit was behind. When I became a minister, I said, Lord, I'm going to teach what I saw how other preachers preach. But the Lord never had me preach that way. I said, my strategy, since I knew I didn't know everything, I preached what God gave. And it kept me safe. And I noticed he never gave me one message about women can't wear pants, you know. I knew the scriptures. I still know them. Deuteronomy 22:5. I know the scriptures. He explained it to me. He said, that scripture was there. I asked him. I said, Lord, why did you put that in there? He said, that was for the homosexuals. They were the only ones that were motivated to dress like the opposite sex to attract people of the same sex as a mate. And the law, I understood the law was written in excess. But that's not the motive of modern day people. Women, they have hats for men and women. They have pants for men and women. They have shirts for men and women, jackets for men and women. And you're accusing people where if you wear pants, you're going to hell. Now you're really getting legalistic. God never gave me a message like that. And the doctrine of the church, it also included women couldn't preach. God never gave me that message either. In fact, Elder Lewis was brave enough to overturn that dead doctrine. And he released the women in the church, and they came forward, and eventually he got ousted. But other reasons also. But nevertheless, he did what he was supposed to in that case. So, this is the thing. You have to stick with God, whether you get ousted or not. And he was brave enough to do it, and he did what when the Lord show you something in the prayer room, you have to stick with it. You land where you land, but God is with you to help you build from that point on. You just have to keep obeying him. Now, the Lord never gave me a message saying that you can't play sports, watch TV, go to movies, drink coffee. And, you know, they say, well, you can't smoke, you can't drink. Those are problems that the Holy Spirit will help you with. You know what's going to happen if you smoke. It's been proven that it's killing you. So, but I'm not going to tell a person if you smoke a cigarette, you're going to hell. I tell people if whether they smoke, drink, or whatever, even drugs, I say, get saved, then you'll have power to stop it if that's what you want to do. But if you, see, if you can't live a sinful life and go to heaven either. I'm not excusing people to sin. But when the Holy Spirit warns you about something, reject it. And you reject it in his strength. You have the power to reject it because of the blood of Jesus. You're not driving sin out of your life it's already been destroyed by the blood. You're living from that position. You have the power to drive everything that's not like God out of your life, because it will just hinder you. It will distract you. It's trying to get you leavened. I'm against all that. I'm against the things that's going to draw you away from God thoroughly. I'm just saying the law cannot make you righteous. And you're not righteous because of what you don't do. You're righteous because you believed on Jesus Christ, and that's it. Everything, the doubt, the unbelief, the fear, lust, greed, those things must be driven out. You don't have to fear it. You've been made free from it. That's the devil's works. But you can't drive. The problem is, if you're focused on performing the law, if you're law focused, you can't drive that junk out because it's tied to it. Sin is sin. Sin works together with sin. The doctrine of sanctification caused people to focus on sin. They became sin conscious. And the weakest sheep got sucked into it. And many fail because they thought that they were focused on their works more than the works of the Holy Spirit. Remember, Satan is subtle. Just because it sounds good don't mean it is good. You have to measure it by the scriptures. Okay, let's continue. Verse 10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. So, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. You have to keep living by faith. When the Lord exposes something that's not right, deal with it by faith. Things that you should deal with by faith, you cannot deal with by law. So people who say, I don't drink coffee, I don't do this, but they talk about people. They're rude in their ways and in their conduct. They become bitter and they scatter people and they solve none of their problems because they're not doing it by faith. Only the problems that they do by faith, God will work with anybody. So you really can't go by the miracles you receive. You have to go by the word. Are you doing the word or not? And how are you doing the word? And a lot of people don't bother to read these scriptures. They read the ones that justify what they believe. And that's what's in their heart, and that's what they preach. Ignoring what the Lord has to say. If God calls you, he will give you a message, but you have to yield. And so many people fail to yield to God. And they preach these things like God gave them the message, and God never gave them a message. And it's when they preach that way, legal, you know, the legal things, the doctrine of sanctification, in the wrong sense, it doesn't work. It causes you to feel beat up. It causes you to feel disqualified. And then what happens? People scatter. This is not necessary. So if people, verse 12, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them,